We just start talking. I might have to add all that shit out now. So what y'all do today besides recover?
First thing is that we're not going to talk about this.
I didn't say anything about nothing. I just said y'all were recovering. I mean, they don't know. They don't know the extent of the situation.
Fucking asshole. Hey, when are we going to get the jar?
All right. So my mom says she's working on getting a jar. She said that her friend Diana has like a big old glass pickle jar that she could clean out. If not, then she's going to get something for us.
Pickles came in glass jars before?
They still do come in glass jars.
Really?
Yeah.
The ones I buy are the plastic ones. They're like really big.
Yeah, those are the cheaper ones. You got to go to...
Really?
If you got Amigos, go down a little bit more and you'll see all the glass ones.
Kosher ones.
Yeah, the big old glass ones.
I don't like kosher.
Kosher brand.
I think so.
Or whatever brand the pickles are. Signature. This Walmart.
I always get the same brand. I just never knew they came in a glass jar.
Yeah.
It's all fancy.
So, guys.
What?
I fucked again today.
Again?
Again. I want to say I didn't fuck up, but like the extent of what I ate was like more than usual.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who sounds talking about food?
Oh, never mind. I was talking about food.
I was kind of dabbling in just your body movement. I don't know what he's talking about.
We went to Golden Corral today.
Didn't y'all go yesterday? Is that where? No, y'all weren't at Golden Corral. Y'all were at Albergons or whatever.
Avedon's
or whatever, yeah.
But we went to Golden Corral today. And three plates deep.
Full?
I wasn't at the time. I still wanted to go more. But
no, I mean, were your plates full?
Yeah. They were.
Three full plates.
What you got to think, man? Them plates are small.
I don't know. I ain't been there in a while.
they're kind of small, I think.
I ain't been there in a minute.
I think they're kind of small.
Shit. Me, I had a you know those pre-packs of the jalapeno poppers that you they come with everything you need to make them? So I had those in the fridge since like Wednesday, and I was like waiting for this weekend to make them. So I took them out today to make them, and all the goddamn jalapenos were fucking like getting mold on them.
Oh, man.
I was like, man, that's some BS. So I threw all the jalapenos away, and I looked in my fridge to see if I had any like singles that I bought. I had like six of them. And so I went ahead and made six jalapeno poppers, and then I had some brocs, and I did some bacon wrap brocs with some cheese on them, and I just made that, and then I cooked that. It took about like maybe 35 minutes to cook that, and while I ate that, I ate Jasmine's leftover wings that she got from Wingstop.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I didn't eat the fries, though.
And you?
I didn't eat nothing until before I came here.
Yeah,
I didn't eat nothing until before I came here. I ate a good ribeye with some mashed potatoes and corn and those rolls with the cinnamon butter.
That sounds pretty good.
It was delicious. So, quick update. I think Adrian's probably still in the lead. He said his last weigh-in was, 22?
22 pounds, yeah.
22.
Yeah.
And
I'm still gonna say it's not fair. You started right after Christmas, huh?
We were all supposed to.
I thought we had pushed it back.
We were all supposed to start right after Christmas. That was the date, and then y'all were like, "Well, I fucked up. You started already. You didn't start yet." It's all right. I didn't start yet either. That's y'all's conversation.
My conversation.
Yeah, it was.
My conversation was like, I'm going to make this fun and interesting.
Your official date that you started like was the next episode that's coming out. It's the next episode coming out. It's the one where we're at your house. That's your official date when you started, because you even said it on there like, yeah, I started today.
Damn, that wasn't that long ago.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I kind of like wanted to make it fun and interesting.
Uh-huh.
But I also didn't think you were going to be like that dedicated. So he was at 22 pounds. I weighed in at 21, but I think I went back to like 20 or 19. And that's just because y'all know.
Yeah.
And
sorry, I didn't weigh myself today.
Yeah, I told myself, I was like, I need to stop weighing myself every day, because then I'm like, when I don't lose, I start getting fucking pissed off. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do. Like, I don't know. It's just like a habit, I guess. I've always been like that.
Last I checked, it was 16 for me.
16.
But, I mean, even with me eating the way I did, I think I'm still in good shape. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Yeah.
Yours is surprising.
Yeah,
like,
yours is.
I wanna know, like, exactly detailed what the hell you're doing, because I don't know how you're at 16, but you really haven't changed anything up besides not eating as much.
Crystal meth is a hell of a
thing. That's too stupid.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, your diet's, that's what I was telling
you. Like, it's not even considered a diet, and he's just I'm eating what I want, but just not eating as much.
Exactly. I mean, I can lose it. I know I can. I've done it before, but I've never had a time limit on losing anything.
Yeah,
you know, it's
not
even like I tried.
Like a challenge or nothing, yeah.
There was times I lost weight without even trying.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
it's just one of those times.
Yeah, we were talking about that the other day. We're like, man, we want to know exactly what he's eating or how he's eating or what. Cause like he's losing this weight and he's still enjoying food that we ain't even enjoying.
I move a lot, and then I'm always moving something or picking something up, putting something down. You know what I mean?
You're always on your feet, always doing shit. Yeah.
So I mean, that's another reason why too.
Always active.
Yeah, but I have been eating more snacks of like celery still.
Mm-hmm.
I bought more celery, but I guess I'm eating it a little bit differently.
Not as much as you were before.
Like, the last time I ate celery, and I think 2 days later I ate more, so I think that's what helped.
Yeah. You know, for the longest time I thought, you know, the movie Selena, J-Lo played on it, I thought that was really Selena. I didn't know it was J-Lo.
Random fucking thought of the day or something. That was like so totally off topic.
It's on topic.
No, it's not.
During the movie, she's like, they want to know how I got this, like, body, and I'm going to tell them lots of pizza. And that's his diet.
And hot sauce.
You eat like pizza and you eat like burgers and you keep, like, I think every time we talk to you on the phone, you're like, man, I messed up.
Nah, I ain't even gonna lie.
I had a burger today. We're all like being all disciplined.
Yeah.
So Selena was on topic.
Mm-hmm. You gotta start off with that and like not. I thought J-Lo was Selena for real. Nah.
Well, see, my mind went to that part, but my mind, y'all were talking, and I was off in my own world, and then it developed to like, man, J-Lo was pretty in that movie. Man, I really thought J-Lo was Selena in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all finally stopped, and I was like,
now's my time.
I thought J-Lo was Selena.
Stupid. That's fucking funny.
Yep, you just say Golden Corral.
What's a Golden Corral? I had to go to Amigos, pick up some food for the house, groceries, and then drive. Pretty much it. So I've been on the road a lot. Even Cass is like, I don't know how you can be in the car all day.
Shit.
Then I was at home for a while, but man, putting up all that stuff. I put more clothes in the bag.
Heck yeah, clothes.
For the 4 T's and 5 T's. But that's what we're doing just now. And then I was still watching my show while I was doing that. But I had to get all that done because we're still taking stuff to, like, Once Upon a Child, Salvation Army, that Once Upon a Child don't take. So that's what we've been doing. Really trying to clean up that, you know what I mean? Get all the clothes done, man. It was a lot of clothes that we had to go through. A lot of, you know, clothes that didn't fit the kids. I'm tired.
Oh, yeah.
I'm tired. And then that's another thing. I'm always moving back and forth from the washer to the dryer to back to the
folding. Oh, yeah. You're staying pretty active. Like, house active, I guess.
Yeah. No, I've been good. Shit, that's...
What was the question? What question?
I'll just say I know it's Sunday, so... I guess that's why it sounds like we've been lazy all day, right?
Yeah, we've been Sunday pretty much. Sunday's my lazy day. Like, I always dread this day, the weekend that I'm off, because I know I'm not going to get another day off for like another 14 days. Mm. You know, I just fucking hate it.
Yeah.
I always dread this last day. So I try to just relax like the entire day. Some people don't understand that though. Like, it'd be different if I'm off every weekend. Like, I'd be like, you know, doing a lot of stuff. But, man, this last day, I just want to just chill.
It feels good to chill.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything at all.
No?
No, I didn't. I couldn't. But,
sounds nice.
Yeah, I had 2 papers due today at 4 o'clock, which I didn't start on until, like, I think it was, like, 1:30 or 2, and I was like, crap, I gotta hurry up and do this. And
what kind of papers?
It's my business marketing class. Yeah, it was like open book over the chapter that I read. And, I mean, it was alright. Then I had to watch a video and take a little quiz over that. But after that, did those dang papers. I was dead.
Dead.
I just died.
But
you ain't lying.
I had a paper today, dude. And I had to turn in a paper today too.
What happened?
Turn into a joint.
That's stupid.
Roll of paper.
Nah, sorry, teacher. I couldn't turn my paper in.
I
smoked it. I smoked it.
Did your dog eat it? No, I smoked it. Went to the backyard. Smoked every letter.
Hell yeah. Yeah,
we went to Twin Peaks yesterday.
Oh, man, I had a good time yesterday.
I heard.
It was a good time.
Yeah, we had a good time. We went to Twin Peaks. The boys ate. And, you know, we just chilling. We had a couple of drinks. And then we went to a main event afterwards so the kids could go play. So I had the kids, they were playing their video games and shit. You know, we chilled there for like another hour and a half or something like that. And then they ran out of their money on their damn cards. Man, I spent like $100 and something just on them damn cards, bro. Fucking so they could play. And they spent all their money on them cards. And then we're just there. We're going to go to the bar over there. And I was like, well, fuck it, you want to go back to Twin Peaks? And so we went back to Twin Peaks. We ordered more like appetizers and shit for the kids to eat. And then he had his
Manhattan.
Oh yeah, he had that Manhattan drink. Manhattan. I tried it. It was all right. It like that first taste is like.
What is it?
A martini.
It's
right?
Like a, I guess I don't know. I don't know what it was. You had the one that you had first when we were first there. But that was a martini.
Yeah.
The other one was like a cocktail or some shit. Like I don't know, but I don't know. It was all right. That first taste that you take on it, it was just kind of harsh. But then like once the harshness goes away, it has like an aftertaste that was like real smooth, and you're just able to sip on that thing.
I'm gonna have to try that. I'm gonna have to go over there and try it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to.
Just to try that drink. That's why I'm gonna have to go.
That's why you gotta go. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Shout out to Twin Peaks, man.
Yeah,
I gotta go try it.
They're crazy. I really enjoy Twin Peaks.
Yeah, I like Twin Peaks too.
Shout out to the waitresses.
Oh yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. No, that's all we did. We went Twin Peaks main event, Twin Peaks,
and main event again.
Main event again. Yeah, because my birthday, the birthday party. Yeah, my sister's birthday party. Kiki, my niece, Crystal's oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was cocoa, wasn't it? No, cocoa. Sorry, Crystal. Sorry. It was Coco's birthday. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, we're going to have... Yeah, it was pretty packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty packed. There was a lot of people when we went back to Twin Peaks. Man, it was packed. And then when we went back to fucking Main Event, it was even packed. Like, it was like... it was a lot of people there.
It's Lubbock.
Yeah, it's Saturday. Lubbock.
Everybody's got to do
Everybody's
something.
Everybody's doing something, yeah. Shout out. That's because I was going to tell him. I was like, hey, man, let's go to Fort Goff. And I was like, man, now we couldn't do that. Spend too much fucking money.
Yeah.
So I got that hat ordered. It should be coming in. It said February 9th or 6th or something like that. So, I don't know. We'll see what it looks like.
Yeah.
But I want to get some more, though. I want to get a lot more hats, like different designs. Like, not designs, but like different types. And yeah. Then some shirts. I want to get some... I don't know what color I want. Either like I do want a black one, but then also like I like that white one. Like the one that that Cass did for my job that I work. Mm-hmm. That white one that I got, I like that one. And like I want thinking about something like that.
Okay. Hell yeah.
But I was also telling Eric, I was like, man, I want like one of them dry fit camo shirts, like a camo. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Not a camel, a camo.
Again, man, we're not in the Middle East. Can't get a camel.
I knew what you had. I seen that idea pop in your head again.
Can you imagine wearing a camel wearing a shirt? You got to make three holes for the humps.
Hell yeah, something.
Camels had two humps.
Two.
That's what I said.
You said three.
Yeah, you said three.
I was making sure y'all.
Oh, okay.
I was testing y'all.
Yeah, it was like your... What did he say revolution. It was like your revolution.
I think we were talking about the New Year's resolution. You're like, it's my new revolution.
It's my New Year's revolution.
I don't have revolutions. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I think I heard a joke about
the on the podcast.
I just said I have a New Year's revolution, did I?
Yeah, no, you said
you don't believe in that.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said I don't believe in New Year's revolutions. And we're like, you mean resolutions? And
yeah,
you're
same
like,
thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Same thing, Mr. Smarty Pants. Same thing.
Hell yeah. So, yeah, so are we going to talk about like having those girls like advertise for us or what?
Well, I don't know if we can say like their names and stuff. But, yeah, we are going to get some models to advertise like our logo and stuff. We'll put those pictures out so y'all can see like, you know, what our logo looks like on our wear, and if y'all want something, hopefully by this time that the episode drops, we'll have some stuff
more established. Yeah.
So, yeah. And I'm gonna get my my car. I was gonna do a two-tone, so I was gonna be black on the hood, the top, and the trunk,
mm-hmm.
And then I was gonna get the magnets for the doors, rolling around.
The X-Cast car. The X-Cast car.
Write it off on the taxes.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Pretty smart.
It's a business car with the logo on it.
Yeah. Business.
Dude, should we do that?
We could.
Like, should we, like, take our podcast name and stuff? Like do something official? Get an EIN number and all that other good
stuff? Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying. We could do that. And, like, whenever, like, if... whatever happens, you know, like we're able to like have a bank account for it, and anything we get, you just use it for the X-Cast or whatever and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
That's what I was planning on doing, getting a magnet for the car. And then, I don't know, I guess I'll keep my eyes out. I don't know if I want any more models, but
yeah.
Shout out to the girls.
That are gonna help us out.
Yeah.
No, I meant like all girls. All over the world. Oh no, it's pimping all over the world. Put my pictures up.
Did you hear that they have alien ships underneath the water that are going really fucking fast underneath?
Yeah.
In the ocean.
Yeah, there's nothing in our that man has made that could go as fast as what they're knocking. You know what I mean? What they're saying, yeah.
Yeah. I
hear
shit about that.
Yeah, it's no. Just crazy.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching a video on that the other day, bro. Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
How much they say How much percentage of water is covering the earth?
It's like 90% of the earth or something like that, right?
Is it?
I think it's so, in the 90s.
Yeah, I think it's like 90% of the earth.
So, all that water that hasn't been discovered, there's something there.
I'm telling you, bro. Like, there's only they've only mapped or explored like 10% of the oceans or some shit like that.
Yeah.
We know more about space than we do about our own ocean.
Do you believe they actually go out of space?
Oh yeah, I believe it. Like these guys, bro. Like these astrophysicists, like Neil deGrasse Tyson.
That's not. Like,
71. Oh, that was pretty close. I was around there. Nah.
71.
Oh, 71. All right. We're not scientists. We don't know. We're just saying shit.
So 71% of the earth is covered by water.
Yeah. And I think it was.
Not explored all that yet.
Yeah, they said it was like 10% or some shit like that. There too, I don't know. I'm just putting a number that I remember.
So you know how they said a lot of the stuff that was back then, ancient and all that, is underneath water, and they have all the proof that there's still stuff.
Yeah, well, they were saying that even back then, like, the land was, like, all connected, bro, and then, like, earthquakes and shit happened and kind of, like, split apart, and that's why we're all split apart.
What if that was already there in the water, though? What if it was really aliens underneath water that were really writing history about, but they don't put that?
Mm.
They make it sound like we just think it's just us, you know what I mean? It's just... You know what I mean? What
do
you
mean?
I'm just saying, what if?
Yeah, shit, that'd be fucking crazy, bro. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, nobody's going to know about it unless fucking we have like 100% proof, you know? It's just the way the fucking shit is. And then that's why I think it's so fun that, you know, we can, you know, get together and like talk about this shit because, you know, we just make shit up in our head and one of them could be right, one of them could be wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, what if this happened? What if that happened? I mean, that's just fucking crazy, you know?
I got a notification today, something about the end of the world is near.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, on the news break.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up real quick.
Speaking of the end of the world.
Speaking of back then.
I was gonna ask like what would y'all do if there was like another ice age? Like how, like me personally, I don't think I would live that long because I fucking hate the cold. Like with a passion, I hate the cold. I do not like the cold at all. And I don't know if I would be able to survive that.
You know what? Us too, man. It'd be hard for us because we're barely making it by.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's, you know, it's warm in our house, but, I mean, we ain't prepared for that.
Yeah. Like, another ice age, bro. Like, temperatures drop dramatically and just automatically freeze you to death. Like, you just, like, you,
step
like,
what's out that? And you're gone.
Yeah, you know, what's that movie, The Day After Tomorrow? Is that one, that one? Is that the one with Ice Age? Like, you know, the temperatures just dropped and they just sat there and took that one last breath and froze. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's fucking wild, bro.
But they did survive by being in a room and just throwing books inside the
fireplace.
Yeah.
So you have to have a fire.
So if it's that easy, like, if it doesn't have to be that big.
But did you see them? Like, they were in that room. They had the doors closed. They had the fire on. But they were still layered up with blankets and all kinds of shit freezing.
And not
even
only that,
with
the
fire.
Inside was still,
it was still, yeah,
freezing up. Like it's still coming in.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy, huh?
I think I have a better chance at a zombie apocalypse.
And that's exactly what I was saying too.
I really do, man. Zombies are my thing.
Yeah.
Zombies are my thing.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, if something were to happen like that, it'd have to be a zombie apocalypse. Cause, man, I ain't surviving in the cold. There's no way. I hate it.
If there's a zombie apocalypse, y'all want to stay safe. Y'all come with me because I'm playing the world on expert. It's expert mode. You know what I'm saying? Y'all playing on the video game. I'm playing in life.
Hell yeah.
Just kidding.
Just kidding. Stupid. That also brings up what Eric was saying too. He was like, so would you rather have a Red Dawn type issue or a zombie apocalypse? And me personally, I chose zombie apocalypse. And he was like, well, why? And I was like, well, because, man, like, zombies can't strategize against you and, like, blow up sneak your up shit. And then they can have guns and shoot you. And then his argument was like, well, what if they're not those type of zombies? What if they're the Dawn of the Dead zombies? The scary ones? The Dawn of the Dead zombies, the ones that running can run, you know what I mean? The one that can run at you, like, full sprint, never get... Time. Yeah. Like, what if it's one of those? Scary. And I'm like, well, I mean... Shit.
Red Dawn it is.
Red Dawn. I'm Red Dawn with that situation. I mean, but Walking Dead, I'm gonna pick that.
You can't outrun an enemy, but you, as a zombie, you can't outrun a crackhead.
No. Hell
you
no.
You can't outrun a crackhead. So if their mentality is like a crackhead, you gone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the zombies are crackheads?
Yeah, like, well, yeah, you ain't outrunning them.
If a crackhead was a zombie, would he want food? I mean, what do you want, food? What do you want to eat you?
You just substitute the crack with the brains.
It's the cracks with the brains.
I'm just saying, like, if they thought like a crackhead, but instead of feeding for crack, you know, of course the zombie's going to feed for the meat and all that. Well, that's
stupid. Homeless zombie. He's all shaking a can. Don't do anything for brain.
Hell yeah. Well, you're going to be walking down a dark alley and you're going to hear the fucking zombie with a fucking, with a piece of can. So she's smoking a fucking brain with a can. That's funny. Hell yeah.
But if it's like the, what is it? Return of the Living Dead type zombies? Or Return they just
of the Living Dead. Which one's that one?
That the second one, the Return of the Living Dead. Where it's a guy, it's like punk rockers in that one.
Oh, is that the one where the girl, like, she's, like, infected and she, like, can, like, still, like, she still remembers her boyfriend or some shit like that? You know what I'm talking about? Like, she's infected at the beginning of the movie and then, and it's an older one, right?
Real
it's
old? An old movie.
Yeah, she's infected in the beginning of the movie and then she ends up going into a quarantine with all the other zombies. But she's like a smart type of zombie. Like she's still like her boyfriend's still trying to.
I think get to her. That's probably like the third one or fourth one.
I thought that was the second one.
Resident Evil.
Not that one. Yeah. Because whenever she gets out of that quarantine place, like she ends up having like a nose ring and like she has all these piercings. Yeah. She has all those piercings in her skin and she ends up eating people and shit.
Why don't you ever talk about something that I know, like the like new movie that, Mufasa? That right Mufasa.
And that's at the beginning. That kid is the one that causes the whole damn outbreak.
Oh, man, I don't remember.
Or no, you know what? He didn't cause an outbreak. Something else caused the outbreak, and then he's the one that opened up the...
Yeah, he opened up the quarantine thing or whatever it was. Oh, the barrel. It was a barrel with the zombie in it, wasn't it? Yeah, I think that's the one.
I don't know if you can see it.
I know that I was editing that the next podcast I was coming in because I had to add in some stuff. And when we're eating those sour things, well, I go up to show what the bag is. With the camera. Dude, this fucking lights are so bright, it just looks like I'm holding up air. Like, there ain't nothing there. You can't even see what it is.
Everyone wanted it bright.
Yeah, it was, like, hella bright in there.
Man.
Yeah.
That's a nice little setup in there, though.
Yeah.
Too, you know. Uh-huh. So, it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah, shit. We'll have a little nice setup, too, in February. Come February.
March.
Yeah, my bad. I got ahead of myself.
That's March, yeah. That's what's up. Congratulations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can't wait.
Me neither. Me either or me neither?
Me either.
Is it either?
Me either.
Me either.
Because neither means none.
Me neither, like, yeah.
Me neither?
Me neither is like...
Me not eater?
Like, I don't want to go. Me neither, like, not rather not.
Oh, so it's neither. Yeah, it's not neither.
It's the same. It's neither and neither the same? It's the same shit.
So you pronounce it different. It's the same word, but you pronounce it different.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's neither.
Neither.
Neither is a different word.
Neither?
It means something different.
What does that mean then?
I don't know. Neither. Like, neither this or neither that.
Yes, it's the same, but it neither, means the same shit.
Neither this, neither
it that. It means the same thing.
What's the difference between neither and neither?
Like nothing, you dumb fuck. This is what he's going to fucking say.
Put the money in the jar. That was harsh.
Oh, yeah, that was harsh. Oh, that's what we're just talking about. Yeah, my mom.
Either indicates one or two choices, while neither is used to negate both options.
Both options, yeah.
So
I told you, that's exactly what I said.
Wait, what was the beginning?
Either implies to a positive outcome, while neither implies to a negative outcome.
You said you can't wait either, and you said, was it neither or either? It's either.
What's the difference between neither and neither?
It's the same word. It's just pronounced different.
Why did you pronounce it different?
Because some people pronounce it that way.
Is it French?
Yeah, because it's still French. I don't know. It's still trying to correct me to either and neither.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. Neither and neither is the same thing. Spell out neither, and it's spelled the same as neither. But people say neither because of so N-I. Cool.
Spell out read and red.
I don't know.
It's the same thing.
It is the same shit, right? Hell yeah. Spell red rum.
M-U-R-D-O. Backwards. I'm good at that game.
Hell yeah, shit. Yeah, so back on that...
Zombies. Red Dawn.
Guns. They have guns.
Okay, what are all the things that benefit from a zombie and benefit from a, like, all the good things as what you're facing? So, for one, zombies don't shoot back at you. I mean, let's say it was...
Okay, they can't shoot back at you. They can't drive. They can't plan to ambush you.
If they're walking dead zombies, they can't run.
They'll never eat your food, like food supplies. They won't go into like places and raid food. They'll just kill off other people that are gonna eat your food.
But you gotta worry about other people taking that food and trying to find you and take your food.
Well, yeah, but that's I don't know.
Then on the other side, you got Red Dawn.
And then they can actually do the opposite, the exact opposite of what I said with the zombies. They could make plans to ambush you if you're driving down the road. They blow your shit up. They shoot you. They eat all your food. They can steal your food.
Zombies, you are food.
Stupid. Yeah. So I don't know. There's a lot of pros and cons, I guess.
True.
But I still rather have the zombie shit than the Red Dawn shit. Unless it's like the Dawn of the Dead type zombies.
I'm just throwing this out there. Every time I kill a zombie, if the zombie apocalypse did happen, I'm tallying everything up.
Why?
Because it's a video game, bro.
It's a video game.
That's the reason for it.
You're trying to keep the high score.
High score level over here. No, just kidding.
You're going to mark them on your skin like Nightcrawler does on X-Men? He has all the little marks every sin he's done. He's like, just keep a notepad.
What kind of superpower would y'all have? If y'all could have a superpower.
Type of superpower.
I think I'd choose Wolverine. Spider-Man all day.
Spider-Man's pretty
well, you know what? No, hold on. I take that back. Hold on. I take this back. Okay. If I lived in New York, Spider-Man. Because there ain't nowhere swinging in this motherfucker. He ain't swinging shit. I ain't downtown 15 seconds. That's it. I'm going to have to run an Uber everywhere.
Climb up walls, though.
Yeah, well,
hey man, take this up there to the roof.
Yeah, I know, right? I'd be a good construction worker.
if it wasn't in the city.
But if it was somewhere right here, shit, fucking Wolverine all day. Hell yeah.
We talked about, because we're talking about, I don't know what brought it up. We're talking about Spider-Man. He was like, I wonder if I was Spider-Man, if I would lose all this weight and be fit. And I was
like instantly? Yeah, instantly.
You'd be a fast Spider-Man. Yeah, what are you talking about?
You know how when he gets bit and he wakes up, he's all just fucking, he's all cut and shit. Up. Yeah, like, I wonder if that would happen. I get. I know, like, I'm gonna go to sleep and just be like, man, my clothes don't fit me.
There's Spider-Man trying to take off your contacts because you can't see with them no more.
Hell yeah. Have y'all seen that skit that, all right, so you're watching The Walking Dead. What's his name? Carl, the son. Mm-hmm. He did a skit where he becomes Spider-Man. Yeah, and it's fucking, but it's dark, bro. It's dark. Like, he gets bit by the spider, and he, like, starts becoming, like, Spider-Man. But then he starts mutating and eating his Aunt May and eating everybody. And, like, he becomes, like, an actual, like, spider.
Yeah,
like, a big old mutant spider.
I'm going to have to watch
that. That shit was crazy.
I watched something like that before, and it was totally not what I expected.
No.
It was, I think it was called, like, Black Widow or something like that. And... it looked like cheap quality, which should have threw me one way. No, I should have just avoided it. But I clicked on it, and it was a dirty movie. I was like, what the hell? She was wearing, like, spider legs on her back. And then I was like, what the heck's going on? And I said, like, because she was a Black Widow. You know, like, the Black Widow kills the person. And I was like, what the hell's going on? And... I know he stomped on a spider and he was all, take that spider. I could do that because I'm bigger than you. And then she comes out of the corner. You're not bigger than me. So she like chased him down and then like, she's all like attacking him, but somehow like the clothes end up off. And I was like, what the hell is going on?
And then
like, I fast forward. I was like, what the hell? And then they did it like real quick. And then, at the very end, she was all like, now I have to eat you. Yeah. I'm like, I am so glad I fast forward to it. I knew something stupid was gonna happen.
This is dumb.
So glad.
And speaking of that shit makes it, that's just funny because of you, how you said that she was wearing the little spider legs on her back. Yeah. All right, I remember we're at the fair and you know how they have those like creep shows and shit like that. You know the little buildings, you're like, pay $5 and you can see the human spider or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want to see that. I went in there. There's a fucking girl with her head sticking out like a wall, and you can see that the little spider legs, and she's like looking over here, and you can see the little leg move.
They got you, your money.
I know. I was like, man, I paid $5 for this shit.
Dude, what if it was real?
Nah.
What if? I mean, you never know. Like,
yeah, I know that was not real. <It's> There's no what if. I know.
In the Amazons, you know, that's something that we ain't seen like that.
Big well, shit. Spider. I was listening to. Man, what was I listening to?
Like human size, like huge. Mm-hmm. Is I'm talking.
What's the biggest spider they have?
A tarantula. No, camel spider. Camel spider.
They said there's another spider. I just seen it.
For real?
Yeah.
What's the biggest spider there is?
The Goliath bird eater spider. Oh, yeah, the Goliath bird eater. The Goliath bird eater spider is the world's largest spider by mass, weighing about 5 to 6 ounces. What the hell? Hell no.
I don't know. It says new giant species of world's most dangerous spider identified.
Yeah, there's
maybe
a...
That, what is it called?
Goliath bird eater spider.
Yeah, but it just says it's 12 inches.
That's fucking big, bro. That's a fucking foot. That's a foot.
So turning into Spider-Man getting bitten by that spider?
Shit. Turn into some big old monster. Nah, I was watching I forgot what I was watching, but they were talking about that they discovered... new people in like tribes in the Amazon that has no contact with the outside world.
For real.
And they're just like butt ass naked, just you know, out there surviving, bro. And they don't speak our language. They don't come in contact with anybody from out here. There's just they're tribes that live out there in the fucking Amazon.
I'm a piranha and not from the Amazon.
Stupid. I knew you could say some stupid shit. Yeah.
Finding Nemo, shout out.
And there's another, there was another tribe that these people, they like these guys, they could try to go and like give them stuff. Like they try to like talk to them about, you know, Christ and all this other stuff and shit. They killed this one guy, bro. Like he was coming up to shore to go and try to talk to him, and they shot that dude with the arrow. They didn't know what it was. They killed him. Yeah. And then they eat him. They're cannibals, bro. They eat him.
Damn.
Yeah.
Didn't they kill like the cameraman too or something like that?
Shit, I don't know. I think it was something else. Yeah, it's fucking crazy. In our own world, there's a place that's untouched by technology or anything like that. And they're just living like the old days. Mm-hmm. And then that's because they're saying too that the Amazon was man-made. It's not naturally like that. They said that they use like those satellite pictures with like the, I forgot what kind of camera it is, but it's like shows like you know, like infrared type shit. You know what I mean? And they're saying that they can see where the patches, like where the roads were, and then the patches of the grass where they would farm right there. They're just saying that, you know, something must have happened, something that killed off everybody that was there, and the nature took over. You know what I mean? And just grew wild. You know what I mean? That's just crazy.
What if that was where a lot of cities were at?
Well, that's what they're saying, bro.
And then they got nuked, just like, you know what I mean, how nuke war finna happen,
yeah,
type stuff, you know.
Well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Like they said that there's like they said there's ancient civilizations like that are smarter than what people think, and I don't know. That's crazy, bro. It's wild to even think like, man, we're dated back farther than what, you know, what we're thinking we're dated back to.
And you, so when we got off topic,
proceed.
What superpower you wish you had?
Oh, yeah, you never even said. You didn't say anything either.
Yeah, you didn't say nothing. I don't know. just thinking about stuff. Because like, I was like, if I was invisible, then that would really suck, because then I would try to talk to people, and if I was Wolverine, I guess that'd be cool. But he has that weird hairstyle, so it's weird.
It doesn't naturally do that. He's just that way. Like, you could just cut it and get a fucking fade or something.
What about the nice Deadpool guy?
Deadpool's exactly what I was thinking about.
Oh, you're going to be, what's his name?
I just don't want to be the ugly one.
What's his name? Oh, nice pool. Are you talking about nice pool?
Nice pool. Yeah. Nice
pool. I thought you were talking about the friend.
What? Regenerate a note.
Pete.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Pete. I'm Pete. No, Peter. Peter Pool.
Peter Pool. You have Peter?
Hey, that's fucking Peter.
Mine would have been Deadpool.
Deadpool would have been badass.
Regenerate.
And you turn blue if you're that beast guy.
But what if you have to, the ugliness got to come with it?
No.
No?
Not gonna do it. I just like that he kills people and stuff, like the flips and stuff.
Punisher.
And then the lines. The dirty jokes.
What about the one with the metal?
The Silver Surfer?
Colossus?
No, metal guy. From X-Men.
Colossus.
Who?
Colossus.
No, not completely metal.
The one that's always
getting... Oh, Magneto?
There you go.
Oh, Magneto.
Yeah, the
Magneto?
One that, like, controls metal.
You're talking about the one that controls metal.
He's always like,
the one that with the metal. What the fuck does that mean?
Because he takes the metal out of that dude's blood, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an X-Men, hell yeah.
You know what? The power to read minds.
Professor X.
Pretty Woman.
And pretty woman. Stupid.
Vegas.
Oh, What a Woman Wants. That's what it's called, ain't it? Where he's like trying out the different products, and then electrocutes him, and all of a sudden he can read women's minds. Women's minds.
I don't think I've seen that one.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
The movie.
Which one?
What a Woman Wants.
Oh, yeah, with Matthew McConaughey.
No.
That's him, right?
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Look it up.
Yeah, it is. It's Matthew McConaughey, I swear. I think it is. I don't know. I was like 100% confident until I thought about it again.
It's not. It's an old movie.
Is it Bradley Cooper?
No.
Mel Gibson.
There you go.
Is that him?
Yep. Yeah, see, he just popped up.
No, there's another one that's like that.
See, and he gets like shocked or whatever, and then he can read the woman's mind. Women. Why do you keep having trouble with that word?
Women?
Women.
Oh, yeah, you're
women's.
Right. Well, what's the one with Matthew McConaughey? He's the same thing. Oh, no, his was the girls from Futures Past or some shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm talking about, yeah. Another random fucking story for the day. So, my 21st birthday, I was going to talk about this today. We kind of like got off topic what we're going through. But yeah, my 21st birthday, I got took into the strip club. And, we had hit like a whole bunch of other places before that, and I was already feeling good. And I didn't have no damn money. I had no money. I guess my cousin Crystal had gave me like $20 in ones or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, shit, when I left, I blacked out. I don't remember being at strip club that much. I remember getting there, but I don't remember being there like that long. Mm-hmm. I blacked out, and the next day I wake up at Crystal's house, and I had like a wad of cash in my pocket. I think I had like $150 or some shit like that.
I finally you picking up the money. You picking up the girls' money.
Fuck your
child's education.
And I guess I...
Fuck your car payment. Fuck your house payment. Fuck you going out to eat money.
I don't remember. Like, I thought about it, and I'm like, man, what the hell? Like, how did I get this money? And, like, I thought about it, and I had, like, glimpses. Like, I remember, like, I would, like, throw some money out, and then, like, she would, like, lean back when she wasn't looking, and I'd pick that money back up.
Throw it back out.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was gone. I was really, really gone. Because, we blacked out because we got pulled over, supposedly, on the way back. And, when we're leaving, my cousin Eric was driving. Shit, I guess this works. I don't know. But, because he was drinking and he had to do a breathalyzer. And my cousin Crystal was like, hey, put a penny under your tongue. Because the copper or whatever, like, I guess it kind of messes with the breathalyzer. Uh-huh. Well, he did the breathalyzer. He fucking passed, bro. And that's because he was drinking a lot, too.
Sure.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he passed the test and we took off driving.
Damn.
Yeah, but see, I don't remember any of that at all. I was passed out in the damn truck, I think. But yeah, I was gonna tell
you. If they caught you with a penny in your mouth, is that like any kind of?
I don't know.
Tampering.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like if they would have caught him and been like, "What do you have in your mouth?"
He would have swallowed it.
Swallow the penny.
Swallow the penny. Spit it out into the grass.
And be like, I too.
I bet if you farted where you did that, they would pay attention when it comes out of your mouth.
They're a big old fucking fart. Yeah, yeah.
Blow ass. Did you just fart? No.
No.
Can you imagine doing that when they pat you down? They go...
Sorry, I fart when I'm nervous.
My mouth was open.
Get you to pat me down that
way. Or you act like you're about to spit a loogie, like, and then when you spit it, you hear ding, ding.
Can you imagine me acting like it was just spit a loogie and actually? He was all like, he started choking. What are you doing? Choking on a penny. Choking out a penny.
Like what happened was, man, I put a penny in my nose and it went down. I was trying to get it out.
I was like, this guy's fucking retarded.
Hey, you know what reminded me of that? My tia Senya and my uncle Gilbert. They had a cop story. They had went out partying, and then they got pulled over. My uncle was drunk, and so they made him get out and do like a sobriety test. And so he was like, "Oh, I need you to." I forgot exactly how it went, but he was like making him do like the, you know, walk in a straight line and do this, you know what I mean? And he was like, "I need you to do that." And then my uncle Gilbert is like, "I can't do that, but I can do this." He started breakdancing. I guess the cop liked it. And he was like, "You know, I'm going to go ahead and let you go."
Good move, sir. Good move. Go ahead and take off. Before I dance battle you.
Hell yeah. He's like, "I can't do that, but I can do this."
That's funny. Reminds me of that video. Remember y'all
seen
that skit?
Oh yeah, the guy with the cowboy hat, right? Yeah, that cowboy hat.
And she's all like, "That's pretty good. What if you put in one of these?" And he's like, "Yeah, that would be good. But if I do a little kick and then like do with the hat," yeah. He goes, "You're really good. Do you dance?" "No, I'm just drunk as fuck."
Is that Reno 911?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think that's Reno.
Well, it was like an actual cop. It was like an actual cop footage. Like, it looked like a cop footage.
I think that's off of Reno.
Is it?
I think it's off of Reno.
Nah, okay.
That shit's funny.
Because that lady, I think that lady's on that show.
I'm supposed to have a date, but I'm a little iffy about it. And I want to cancel. And I don't know why. I just... Like, I was planning on doing it, and I was just like, you know, I'm just flirtatious and stuff. And I was just like, "Hey, you know, how's it going? You want to go out on a date and all this and that?" She was like, "Oh, yeah, we can do this and that." And I was like, "Yeah, no, I'll go pick you up." And the next day, bro, freaking Adrian called, and I was off. "Bro, I'm panicking so bad. I don't know what to do on this date. Like, I'm going to take her out. I mean, cool, it could be fun, but I don't talk about myself that much. I don't like talking about myself." And I was like, "Well," she starts asking me all these questions, I'm gonna start panicking. And then I was like, "Fuck, what was it?"
You're like, "I don't really wanna."
Oh yeah, I started singing, "I don't really wanna." Oh, and then like we started talking about, I was like, "Dude, what if she wants a kiss?"
Like, oh yeah, he was like, "Am I supposed to kiss her on the first date?" Like, I was like, "I don't know, bro." I mean, like if she comes up to you, then fucking do it. But if not, then just like don't make it awkward.
Shaking hug, just
don't. Oh, you're gonna try to shake her hand and give her a hug at the same time? Just start shaking her shoulders. I don't know, bro. Fuck.
She's gonna come in for a kiss. I'm gonna kiss her forehead. Sorry, I've had a I'm not used to this scene. Sorry, I didn't know what to do. I panicked.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Shit, if she tried to give you a kiss, and just give her a kiss, a little peck, give her one of them like, "Mwah."
That's nah, because then I don't want to seem like all girly if I get like all giddy like. You start I'm all like butterflies, turning red, start like blushing.
When is the date? Huh? When is the date?
It's supposed to be the weekend. Saturday, I'm guessing.
So why are you having doubts? Or second thoughts, really?
He's nervous. Yeah, nervous, scared.
Just because you've been out the game for a while?
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I got a lot of stuff going on where... I guess that's probably why I don't want to go out, because I just don't like talking about myself, especially what's going on. And yeah, I think that's kind of why I'm nervous to actually like talk to somebody about myself.
What if that's what you need? What if that's what you need? Something you need, like...
That's what I told him.
Someone to talk to that's not your friends or your family, like someone that you're really talking to.
That's what a therapist is for. Therapist won't lean in to kiss me and make me blush.
It could happen.
Make me feel weird and awkward.
Start making him feel uncomfortable with his therapist now.
Yeah. It's a man.
Sit down, Eric.
Yeah, I'm really uncomfortable with that.
Take your load off.
Take shoes off.
Take your shoes off if you like.
So I'm very uncomfortable right now, sir.
Why, Why do you look so tense? Let me massage your
shoulders. Let me massage your shoulders.
What is the camera for, sir?
Just relax.
I've made this special drink. We're going to try an exercise. Drink this, and we're going to wait about an hour.
He's all trying to put the drink down. No,
you're not
done. It's on it. It's in a glass. Like,
why
what's
is
the pill? Why is that bubbly?
See it right there.
What is that?
You're not very good at this, are you?
He's like, oh, no, don't worry about that. This is just a precaution. It's ice. You seen these ices? There's no ice.
Ice don't bubble from the bottom like that, bro.
And be like, it's just a picture. It's just a picture of the glass, you know? That's it.
I'm going to drink this despite what I'm feeling right now.
And Eric would be the one, the gullible one, just to do it. Yeah.
Okay, I trust you.
Okay, I trust you. And then when you wake up, you wake up in the woods with your butt hurting.
Thank you, my butt.
Guys, we gotta get this guy.
Where was the therapy session? In his fucking basement. I found him on Craigslist. That's where you go for cheap therapy. I didn't know he was gonna do all.
Yeah, so when you typed it in, did it say therapist on there?
Yes, it had the exclamation points at the end.
It was all running code.
I never read the description, though.
Running code. God damn. That's fucking funny, bro.
Yeah, but
we'll see what happens. You typed in the address wrong to the therapist. You're supposed to go to a different house.
Mr. Ray, are you coming to the office today?
I already seen him. What are you talking about? Like, fuck, that's not a one, that's a two.
No wonder why that therapist is rubbing oil on my feet. What the fuck was that about?
Like, oh, yeah. I'm your therapist. Yeah, come downstairs. God damn. Like, why is there a sex room in here? God damn.
He's gonna just like, next Joe Dirt. Put some lotion on his skin.
Put some lotion on his skin. You're gonna be stuck down the well. Golly, that's funny. Fucking Eric. Yeah, man, but you shouldn't be scared, dog. You go out, go have fun.
Wait,
don't,
should,
it don't even have.
Should
it,
be scared?
You
like,
shouldn't.
Oh,
shouldn't.
Oh,
I was about to say,
I don't know. Why did you say I should be scared?
I shouldn't be scared.
Man.
Go out there, have fun. Fun, man. Fucking, it ain't gotta be nothing bad. You know, y'all can just go out as friends.
You know, there's not nothing.
There's
wrong
no pressure
with changing the subject if you know you feel uncomfortable with questions. I mean, you know.
See, yeah. And that's what I was worried about. Like, isn't there like a unspoken rule, like you get friend zoned or whatever if you like don't kiss or something?
No.
No.
Is that not a rule? Oh.
Well, I mean, I can't say anything because I.
y'all going to like the fifth date and they ain't no kiss yet.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, then we're friends. Yeah,
they are friends. Yeah, friends, definitely.
I'm all, should we try to kiss? It's the fifth date. We have a kiss. Should we try to kiss?
My usual thing was like, because, I mean, it was never like, it's not like the movies. Like, every time I had gone on a date, it wasn't like, you know, oh, like, love at first sight and bye and kiss, you know? Yeah. Me, it was like me, you know, being a man and just doing it. Like, I'd be like, so what's up, girl? You gonna give me a goodbye kiss, you know? Like, saying some shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they'd be like, you know, and they'd lean in and do it. If they didn't do it, I'd be like, well, I ain't gonna see her again.
What if she says that to me? Uh-huh. What if she
She's
says
like,
that to
me? What's up, girl? You give me a goodbye kiss?
She's off. What's up, girl? You gonna give me a kiss?
He's gonna be.
Come on, bless you.
She's gonna grab Barry by the shirt.
Give me some chonchon.
She slaps me on the ass.
I said, I'm gonna call you, alright? I said, alright?
Hey, when I call, you better answer.
Okay. I'm gonna play with my little hair. Okay.
I know, but Eric's gonna disappear. Like, guys, I can't play with y'all no more. I can't come out no more. God damn.
That's funny.
Nah, but yeah,
go
I think
have
you should
fun, man.
Go
you
have
should
fun,
do
man.
It.
Hell yeah.
Don't let that stop you, man.
Just go
don't.
Have fun. Just fucking chill out, relax. If you need to change the subject, then just say some random words like on the wedding ringer.
Man, where's our food? Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you already have it planned out where you're going?
Kinda. Steak, ice cream, and then I'll wing it from there.
But Twin Peaks. Nah. Twin
Peaks. Heck yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. I don't know.
No, yeah.
Not a. I don't really expect anything. Just a, if we do go out, I mean, that's all I'm expecting. Just kind of like one of those hang out and be cool. And if you ever do see this, I'm sorry. This all. This.
It's a part of podcast. Yeah, it's just, we say shit that we ain't supposed to say.
And I will. If you bring this episode up to me, I'm probably going to be really embarrassed about it. So.
What the fuck is this, Eric?
On the description, it's going to say, if you're that girl, please do not watch.
I left that there for a long time.
What?
Oh, that fucking hurt. That one hurt. I left it there too long. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But next episode, I can give y'all the update, I guess. See how it went.
Man, everything just got brighter.
Yeah.
For real. Hell yeah.
I don't know how y'all still do that.
You fucking do it. I smelt it.
Oh, you did it.
Yes. And, I know what it smells like.
No. Uh-huh.
I got the scent in my nose.
The scent?
Yeah, it was just like a little.
He's done it so much. He's done it so much that he can no longer smell it.
I whipped it.
My eyes are sweating again.
Why are you crying?
Just one.
I whipped it too much. Shit went down my throat.
Hell yeah. God damn. Yep. I know, you know what? I need to bring the other one out here.
Yep. Yeah, the other one's strong.
The other one. Hey, that one's strong. The other one, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, I'm good.
You don't whip it.
Not even.
You got to try the new one? Whenever we do it. Whenever we do bring it out, peer pressure.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Hey, so my fasting's done this month.
So you finna start slowing.
Yeah. And I think we could do that challenge next. The one you wanted to try.
The wings.
The hot ones.
Oh, wings.
I've been wanting to do that.
Me too.
I'm not ready for the heartburn.
I'm not ready for, like, to try and, like, one that really, really, really is, like, oh, fuck. You know?
Yeah.
I don't like the hot ghost stuff.
No?
No.
What about that ghost chip?
I don't
the
like
Reaper?
It. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Hey, you know what? We need to try that on the podcast.
Nope. I'm dying. I'll be dying if I ate that thing.
Yeah, I think the whole episode, I wouldn't even be here after the chip.
Did y'all see that Donald Trump has signed the bill that the, I guess, the secrets of John F. King, who shot John F. Kennedy.
JFK.
And Martin Luther King.
Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah.
To release the files.
And to release the files, yep.
Was it Oswald?
We don't know yet. We'll find out whenever they release him.
You know what they did? Huh. They killed him, put him in there, made it seem it was him. But it was really the government killing him.
Yep. Well, they said that's what they said. They said it was the CIA that they killed him. And it was like that with all three of those guys. He also signed that thing with the two genders.
There can only be two?
Yeah. He said there's only two genders.
There can only be two. Only one.
Only two genders. Only two. There's a man.
Jet Li is a good actor.
There's a woman. Jet Li?
Mm-hmm.
What about Jet Li?
There can only be one.
Oh, the one.
The one, yeah.
You ain't seen it yet, huh?
You haven't seen the one?
Still ain't. Yeah, man, we talked about this already.
You haven't seen
but the it one? Was on one of those early, early podcasts that didn't come out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's
the
like,
secret tapes, that's what we're going to call
yeah,
them.
Yeah, we have three podcasts that we were still.
Like four, bro.
Is it four?
They're like four or five.
Yeah, they're a really good podcast. Sorry, y'all got to miss out
yeah,
on this.
Yeah,
yeah. What if I watch it on the one?
Huh?
The one, shit, you probably get it on Prime. Yeah, probably on Prime.
Mm.
Or you can do that website, the F one. Movies. Yeah,
yeah, I tell you, end up watching it.
Yeah, that's a good movie, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I watched Sonic 2 last night.
Watch it today.
I watched Sonic 3 last night. That was pretty good. It was pretty funny.
I like that one too. Yeah, I like that one.
Did we talk about the multiverse? My son
was tripping out because he goes, they broke the fourth wall when he was talking about, he goes, we're playing the same character in the same, same character in the same movie.
Uh-huh.
It's like we're the same person.
I think we did talk about the multiverse.
Was that in the beginning?
I think it was Xavier talking about
it. What is it?
Yeah, you're saying we talked about the multiverse.
Those are the ones... Part of the four, isn't it?
Is it?
The four that we can't use?
I think so.
What multiverse?
You started talking about the multiverse, like you were saying, like what if there was like...
You could be a Chinese Xavier.
Or...
I need to get high for this conversation.
Well, you already... Let's go, you did talk about this already.
We finna just... This is all... I smoked earlier, so I'm good.
You remember that, what is it, the 5 minute button? Y'all seen that video? Where he goes up to this girl sitting on a bench and he tries to introduce, like the whole point is he's trying to get in her pants. And he like pushed the button whenever he messes up and does it again. And then she's like, yeah, well, did you hear about the theory where like pretty much you just kept killing yourself in that moment? And then it goes back to all the clips when he pushes the buttons and he's just like all dead and she's all screaming. All the clips, like I guess it was like about 100 times and all the guys are just dead or doing something stupid. And she was like, I'm glad you killed yourself so much. And he starts panicking and she's like, oh, it's okay. You can come back to my place and all this and that. And he's like, well, I don't even want to do it. I just can't believe I killed myself that many times. And it was stupid.
It's called the 5 minute button?
Yeah, I think it's a little skit.
I might have find that one.
I'll show y'all later.
That sounds like
it. Well, that's kind of like, it's kind of like that Rick and Morty, like every time, then ain't there an episode where he does that? Like his, every time he comes back, his old person dies or some shit like that.
They got to go kill him.
Yeah, or no, like, every time he dies, they replace with another Morty or another Rick or something like that. I think there's one like that, bro.
I know there's a shitload of them.
Yeah. I fucking love that show, bro.
Man, Rick and Morty's awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out.
What episode is that where they're like all the Mortys was trying to find another Morty, but he was a real Morty and killed the wrong group?
Man, I don't remember what episode.
Oh, is that the very end where it's all that one song? It's like, and he like tucks the wire in his eye. Is that the one you're talking about?
Oh, maybe? Yeah. That's not the ending. You didn't watch the new season yet, then, huh?
Yeah, I've seen it.
The last one where he finds the one that kills his wife?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And it was all him?
We had some good cartoons when we were growing up. Rick and Morty, Family Guy, other stuff.
They said they were killing off a main character off The Simpsons.
The Simpsons? I forgot about that.
For real?
Yeah, I had that on that break, too.
You got, like... Breaking news, Cartoon Network is gone.
Man, breaking news is crazy.
Breaking news,
UFO flying underwater.
It says the Simpsons fans are mourning as they are saying goodbye to an old friend.
Oh, the bartender.
Mo.
You know, I saw this one clip on TikTok about the Simpsons where, what is it? Homer's all like, oh, I got all the pictures where they matter the most. And then it's all Maggie. Or like, don't ever say a word Maggie or whatever. Because when you say a word, they get smart. And she pulls out her little mom one and she's all, Daddy.
That's stupid.
I don't know who was.
A little heartbroken.
I have to read into it, but I can find it.
Hell yeah.
It's just talking about the game, too. So the life of The Simpsons owner, you know, really should have read that.
Really should have read that before.
They look like too much to read, so I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
I ain't got time for this today.
Dude, what were we talking about whenever we were talking about you being dyslexic? Like, you're reading something of mine, right? I sent you a message or I sent, like, something and you're trying to be a smartass and you're like, I'm going to read your message. And you started reading it, but you started, like, fucking up all the words. He was reading a message I said out loud to be a smartass, and he started reading.
Oh yeah, no, I was like, I was trying to read it like, What did I say? I was trying to read it like one of your, like, was I trying to read it like you, or?
I don't know, weren't you
talking about, because you're going to meet up with those people for your class? Are you going to do an interview or some shit like that?
Yeah, but it was something written. Oh, it was a text message I sent you.
Yeah, it was a text, yeah.
And you were rereading a text message I sent you, and you were trying to be all, like, an asshole. And I think it said, like, it's good to meet y'all, and you're like, to meet is good, y'all.
Yeah, and I said it backwards. I was like, damn it, I'm dyslexic.
Don't laugh at me. And then it says in the background, I'm dyslexic too.
Yeah.
Who said it?
Ezra.
I thought
it was Elijah. No, it was Ezra. Ezra's dyslexic, yeah.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
That's what you get for being smart.
Hell yeah.
Backfired.
Hell yeah. You shouldn't make fun of dyslexic people. We are people. We have feelings too.
You gotta be woke this year.
No, hell no. We'll see what's up with all this merchandise stuff. Make sure you talk to Cass, bro. Don't forget.
Yeah,
cause
I got.
Should we send them like an extra text? Like,
yeah, we just
already text her shirt sizes.
Oh, okay.
So she was like, "What is this?"
Yeah, we just gotta
figure. I forgot. Nah.
I forgot why I said
that. I told you 2 weeks ago. Pay attention. Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I just told you today. I'm sorry.
Nah, my bad. I forgot.
I'm a
hell yeah.
Yeah,
I'm like that too, bro.
Get that out there already.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Next steps. Keep taking the steps.
Slowly but surely.
Yes, sir.
But on another note, there's got to be another planet with us on it. I'm telling you right now, there's got to be. I know there is.
Another planet with us, like, on it?
Okay, look, hear me out. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking about the multiverse, or are we talking about
the planet? I'm talking about, you know, multiverse, planet, whatever. If it's light years away. I have a question.
All right.
I have an answer.
When they say you go into space and then you travel so far and then you come back, who was talking about that? Were y'all talking about that? Or was I talking to myself about that? Yeah, I'm crazy like that. But what I'm saying is, like, are you the same age when you get back?
No.
Why not?
Oh, no, you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, okay. All right, because when you're moving as fast as the speed of light, your time slows down, and then the people you're leaving behind, their time kind of, like, speeds up.
But that's that movie's theory.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it's that's what they said it is, though. They said that's how that works.
Going into a black hole.
Huh?
Going into a black hole.
No, no.
Flying out there.
No, there's a guy, I was listening to him, he was on the podcast, and he's like one of those, like, fucking physicists. Yeah, he was saying that if you're in a spaceship, and you're traveling as fast as the speed of light, you're going, you know, a million light years away, your time is different from the time that you left Earth. So by the time you take off that way, you've, like, passed, like everybody that you know would already be dead. Like, if you're going way out there and faster than the speed of light.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
So how does one go faster than the speed of light going in the ship?
It's gravity. Like, the problem is, I think, from what my understanding is, that we don't have the technology to do that because we don't have the technology to harness gravity. That, like, everything, like, that's from my understanding. I could be wrong. I don't know.
But that's why there's aliens of the water. They done harvested all that stuff.
Yeah, because, like, if you're in a ship that can go like this and just automatically just, boom, go left or right, like us, you know, us is going, like, we're going forceful straight, and when we turn, we're doing this. But, you know, these things that are in the water are coming out, they're going straight and then stopping and just going immediately to the right, immediately to the left. Like, it's crazy.
So if you were going the speed of light, say you go out into outer space, astronaut style, and you go fast, like really fucking fast, but not the speed of light, but like you're so far or whatever, and then you come back, still the same age, everybody else still be the same age, right?
Yeah, your time's going to be different from them because, I mean, yeah, you're not going faster than the speed of light, but you're still going faster than usual. You know what I mean? So, like, I feel like, yeah, maybe the time wouldn't go as far back as it would if you were going fast the speed of light. Maybe. I don't know. That's what I think.
If you fly around the moon and come back, everybody's going to be the same age.
That's what I was meaning. I haven't found a way to go speed of light yet, you know? Then you can never change. But let's say they do figure out how to go faster than the speed of light, or as the speed of light. Mm-hmm. With that person they send to experiment that, not come back for so long, but to him it'd be like, man, I was only gone like.
Well, they did it with those twins, or not like that, but like those. So there's two astronauts and they're twins. Mm-hmm. One brother stayed behind, the other brother stayed up. They're the ones that lived in the space station for like a year or 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Well, when he got back to Earth, the twin brother was like 2 inches taller than his brother, because he was without gravity for so long, his spine was decompressed and he was taller than his brother. They did like a study, a whole, you know, match up with how when he left it was 6 foot, and when he came back it was like 6'3", you know, like he gained like 3 inches, and like they did a study like that, and just it was different for him.
What if they didn't even know, like, what if that's how they were going to grow up anyways? You know what I mean? Yeah. He was still going to be the same height, but then they say, oh, it's just gravity because he's out there.
What do you mean?
Okay, so you said that one grew, so it's taller, right, than the other, right? Now, let's say, even if he didn't go into space, who's not to say he was going to be that size anyways? You know what I mean? Even though they're twins, you know, let's say he wasn't going to be that size anyways.
The deal is that, you know, before he left, they did like the measurements and everything, like they made it a study, like they measured how tall he was before he even left Earth. Mm-hmm. And then when he got back, they compared, you know, from when before he left, you know, like, mm-hmm, that's what they did. So I mean, I get what you're saying, like, how did they determine that it's gravity, you know what I mean? But I mean, we have gravity on Earth. Gravity keeps us to the ground, and that compresses our bodies. You know, we're compressed right now.
So the one that stayed on Earth was shorter?
Yeah.
Than the other guy?
Yeah.
Who's not to say he was going to be tall anyways? I'm just saying, like, what if, yeah, you don't know? Like,
well, it's because scientists
say that they're fucking smart and shit. Yeah, what if they're not? What if they just made a big ass guess and tried to say, oh, it's gravity because, you know, he didn't have nothing pulling him down.
They might have done more than one test, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they did more than one test.
I'm pretty sure it wasn't just one test, and they're like, yeah, no, this is going to determine everything.
That's why I'm sure they were like, you know, we estimate that you're going to grow this much anyways, that you're supposed to be this height, you know, just because they're twins.
That's basically what science is, man. It's all theories. It's all theories until they prove it to be correct, you know what I mean? True. So, like fucking these people back in the day, Albert Einstein and all them, they didn't know nothing about, like, back there. You know what I mean? Up there, you know, they just, you know, guessed, and they were smart enough to get some of the shit right. You know what I mean?
Nothing. What if these stars that y'all, people say they're stars, what if they've always been drones?
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Just stuck there.
Yeah, it would be crazy. And it's, see, I was about to, speaking of stars, I was there. So they have like telescopes now that you can see real far out there. Mm-hmm. And they say that you can actually see the Big Bang. Yeah, you can see the Big Bang because, you know, the way they, I still kind of like try to wrap my head around this because I really don't understand 100% of it. But so basically, like, the Big Bang happened, and like the light of the Big Bang, the light that it produced was like so far away that, you know, it takes millions and millions and millions of years, for light years, for it to reach a certain spot. And so like the light, the stars that we see are millions and millions light years away. Like, it's like time travel, you know what I mean? We're seeing that star's past. Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like a collapsed star that goes supernova, that explodes, is going to have a certain light. That light is going to take millions of miles, light years, to get here. And when it finally reaches here, that's the past. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? It actually happened millions of light years in the future.
Do they base the study of you seeing it to the study of you hearing it? Because I understand the hearing stuff, you know, like, let's say there's a bomb that goes off in Amarillo, and it's huge, and then we see it, boom, but we ain't going to hear it until later, and then,
yeah,
you know, I understand that, but when we see that boom, you know, we see it on time.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we do that with the star, or why can't we do that with the moon?
Because of how far away it is. Because, like, you're thinking of something here on Earth. Mm-hmm. Earth is miles.
Oh, that's true. That's true. What I mean? But, like, I don't understand. Like, let's say we're looking at the moon right now, and it blows up, you know? And are they basing it off, oh, because you can't hear it the time it does it, you know?
Yeah, but see that's close too. Like so like the stuff that they're determining is so far away that you know, it takes a long time to travel to get here for us to see it. You know what I mean?
Speed
of light is very fast. I don't think there's anything faster.
That's why you can see the bomb explode. Because it's the speed of light that
is traveling to your eyes.
And then that's when you see that sound wave going when you see the bomb explode.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see all that dust, and then you get hit with the sound wave, breaks windows, and then all that dust just
The same way he just explained it is the same way as the sight of seeing like the stars.
Mm-hmm.
So you know how he said how the wave comes and you see the wave coming and then it finally hits you. Well, imagine light being that wave and it's coming.
What's correct is they were going off of the sound and the sound waves. They're determining, oh, you're not gonna be able to see it because you're not gonna be able to hear it at the same time. You see what I'm saying? Like if I'm looking at the moon and let's say we blow it up, and I can see it happening.
Well, that's
already far. It's still far away.
Yeah, but I think if I'm not mistaken, I think the speed of light is faster than the sound wave.
Yeah.
So you're gonna be able to. Yeah. So you can see the explosion. You can see the light.
That's what I'm asking.
Before you can see the sound.
That's exactly what I'm asking. And, yeah. You know. But it's just weird. I mean, I understand. You know, the sound. Of course, it's just like you drop something in the water, it's gonna ripple.
Yeah.
But from far away, you see that drop hit. So you see the ripples coming.
Yeah.
That falls under the speed of light.
Yeah.
The speed of light is quick.
Way faster than sound. The sound, yeah.
So then they can still see the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, they
they can still see the Big Bang, so that's what the thing is. Why can they still see it, though? Like,
because it's still there.
It's
the past. Yeah, it's the past.
But when they say, like, okay, you won't know the star burned out. You know, let's say the star burns out today, but we're not going to see that for another million years.
We're not going to see that for another million years.
Now, why is that? Like, the stars I see right now, let's say they're there today, but tomorrow they're not because they finally went out.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that happened millions of years ago that it did?
Yep.
But why?
Because it happened millions of years ago. No, you answered your own question.
No, you're not getting what I'm saying.
No,
you know what I mean? When it turns like off right there, why not? Circles. You just see it right there. That's what I'm saying. I mean, I understand the sound.
Yeah.
Different.
Yeah.
But the seeing, you know?
Well, the seeing is still, all right, so what you're doing is you're comparing the sound and the sight and the sound, and you're still putting it under the same category. Like if the sound is going to be right behind the sight, but in reality the sight is so far ahead of the sound, you're going to see that from miles away before the sound even touches you. And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's like a lot of math to it from like something way the hell out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, you know, if a light burns out and it stops, you know what I mean? Like, that light is still gonna travel until it stops, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's not gonna just be like quick, like, I'm gonna turn the light off and it's gonna turn off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's how fast the speed of light is. Because when I cut that off and I'm right here next to it, it traveled to my eye already. It's already off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Imagine this being way out there. It's gonna cut off and it's gonna travel until it's off. You know what I mean? That's the way I think of it. I mean, that's the way I see it.
So right now basically it's like you're saying it's like a beam.
Yeah, like a beam. There you go, like a laser. You know. laser.
Laser. See, that right there is what I'm not understanding. How would that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like,
we'll have to do some more research on that shit. I don't know enough about it to, like, just from what I could be explaining it wrong. I could be completely wrong. Yeah. I just, from what I understood from the conversations that I've heard, that's the way I would.
If a tree falls in a forest, does it still make a sound?
Yes.
Yes.
I believe it does. I really do believe
so. Knowledge.
You remember those cookies where they lived in trees? Those little elves?
Oh, the three elves you're talking
about? Three? I thought there was just one main one.
I thought there was three of them. And it was the commercial with the cookies, like the oatmeal. And that's what it was, right? Oatmeal cookies?
The ones I know is Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Oh, yeah. That's the Rice Krispies.
But those are the only three elves I know.
Oh, maybe there was one. I don't know.
I think it was just one old one. Working in a tree.
I don't remember.
The leprechaun is in a tree.
Oh, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
The scary leprechaun?
Uh-huh.
Scary. Have y'all seen the new one? The
scary leprechaun?
No.
There's like a new one where the leprechaun's like a monster type. Like, not like he talks or nothing. It's like a chupacabra.
Oh, looking. No, I ain't seen that one. But I always wanted to see Leprechaun versus Chucky.
Dude, I've always said that too, bro. That's
one I've always wanted to see. Leprechaun versus Chucky.
Uh-huh.
What, is that a movie?
Freddy versus Jason. I would see that one.
Hell yeah. Leprechaun
versus Chucky.
Yep.
My money on Chucky.
Chucky?
No, not really. I don't know. Hell no. Well, I mean, because without his gold, you know, my brother-in-law, I told this to my brother-in-law, and he was like, you know, without his shoes, without his gold, he's nothing really.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Chucky, whatever. But he can't die. I mean, basically, well, he died three times. What, the leprechaun three died three times and came back to life?
Yeah, he always comes back.
It's like Chucky.
So all Chucky would have to do is put four-leaf clovers on his knife and stab his ass, I think.
Leprechaun just got to burn him, burn rubber.
Burn him. Not unless Chucky brings all his damn posse that he has in his new movies. Cult of Chucky.
Bride of Chucky, what is it?
What's his name? Shitface. Tiffany. His son. Oh, there's Shitface. Hell yeah. Well, shit, man, we got an hour and 30, I really call it. Yeah. All right, guys, we'll talk to y'all next time. I just want to blow up and act stupid. Diamonds on my chain just to show them how I blew it. How I blew it. I just want to leave my haters clueless. Give them a shout out. If it wasn't for them, I couldn't do this. I hate it. I just want to make it to the top. But until then, I guess I got to get my ass a job. Yeah. I don't really want to have to do it. I don't really want to work outside. No, I don't. I don't really want to have to serve it. I don't.